We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. We are starting Ayin Ches Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line. Beginning of that line, the first word is Shema Halech. So middle of that line, 10 lines from the bottom, we are starting. We just learned that in the Mishnah it says V'selach Hamar Mocha Es Hasayich. The Chsayich, which is the son of the Hamar, is sold as well. And the shayla is why it's called a Sayich. So the Gemara says, because it's Hayl Chach HaSicha No, and the donkey is still young, so then you tell it what to do, or your Merame is, you hint to it what to do, it does it. It doesn't need any whip. Mashenki, when it gets older, it needs a whip in order to go. That's why it's called a Sicha No. Once you mention the word Sicha No, we're going to mention a drasha about this. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Omar Rav Yechanan. Ma'idich Siv, what's Pshah in the Pasuk? This is a Pasuk in Parashas, and the Parashas Chukas. It says, Akein yoimru ha-moishlim, bo cheshbon tibona v'sikhoinen ir sikhoin. And then the next pasuk says, ki eish yotso mecheshbon lehova mekirya sikhin oklo armoyav balei bomois arnoin. So the pasuk says that here, the cheshbon really belonged to moyav, and Klaiso was not allowed to capture moyav. And what happened was, sikhoin attacked moyav, and then it captured Moav. Now it was considered Moav. And the Bilam, the Moishlim, which is Bilam, and his Chaverov, that's the Rashbam says, were ready. They were the Moishlim, they were the Nevi'im, and they told Sichon that one day you're going to capture Cheshbon. You're going to capture the city, and it's going to become yours. That's what it says. Can you remember Moishlim? Bo Cheshbon, Tzmonos Kaneir Sichon. You're going to turn Cheshbon into Sichon. And the problem is that we already noticed from a different pasuk. The pasuk already says, "Ki cheshbon ir sichem el chamayri who nilcham el chamayri rishon yikach klaris aviyada adarnoin." It already says in the pasuk. So why do you need this pasuk? And therefore, we dash in this pasuk al derech drush that it means something else entirely. The Rabbi Lozman Shaharwood says that the story of when the Yidden fought cheshbon, which is sichon and oig, happened in the months of El. And therefore, it makes sense that in the month of El, that we get this Musar in the Pasuk. And actually right now, in this cycle of Dafemi, we're standing in the middle of El as well. So the Pasuk says, "Aken Yerim Ram Ha'ishlim Zokt," the Gemara, what does it mean? Ha'ma'ishlim, Eilam Ha'ishlim V'yitzram, those who rule over the Yetzahara, the Tzadikim. And they say, they're telling you what to do. They're already there, they already went through, and they were Ma'ishlim on the Yetzah, and they're telling you, let me give you good advice. Bo cheshbon. What does that mean? Bo v'nechshav cheshbon yesh loylam. Well, before you do anything, make a cheshbon, make a calculation. Have some mitzvah k'neged schara, v'schara ver k'neged hafseda. Which means, have some mitzvah means that sometimes you have to give up some of your business in order to do a mitzvah, or sometimes you give tzedakah, which actually loses some of your money. But be shaykel that k'neged schara, k'neged eschara. The schara is much bigger than that. V'schara ver k'neged hafseda. And the momentary hana you get from avera. See if that's worth it. If that's worth, can I get a hefsidah and get lost love when a person gets einish for that? So always make a cheshbon calculation. Is it worth it? Have some mitzvah, can I get schara, which is avada worth it? Or schara, can I have which is not worth it? If you do that, tibana v'sikainin, mataisikain, tibana ba'ilam hazeh, you'll be built in this world v'sikainin, and you'll be established la'ilam haba. Then the pasuk goes vayte ir sikain. What does that mean? If you make yourself like a donkey, that goes over any sichana, which means anyone who tells you anything that's good, you go after that, and you don't look what says in the Torah, I was saying in the pasuk afterwards, a fire comes out of a cheshbon, which we teach means like this, fire will come out from the tzadikim, and they'll eat the Einam HaChashvin. And the way the Rashbam learns is interesting pshat that we had before, that kol echa nichpe mechupas shachaveiroi, that a person gets burnt from the chupa of his chaveiroi. That's an H. See, here also, the tzaddikim going to have such a chash of a place, and you're going to be stuck in Gehenim, so then you're going to get burnt from that. V'lahova mekiryas sichoin. Kiryas sichoin here means the kiryas tzaddikim. A flame will come out of kiryas tzaddikim from the city of tzaddikim. Tzadikim are called sichin, shnikru sichin. They're called sichin, like we called, which are trees, like it says, tzadik hatama yifrach, keres bavarin yiska. It says another pasuk, hu imid ben hadasim. You see that tzadikim are called trees. Pasuk goes further, achla armayav, zeh Ha'achamar is going to Eish. The Eish will eat our Moyav. Zeh ha'mahalach acha yitzrei ke'ayir zeh. The R is referring to like ayir, and Moyav means he's toyev. He goes after what people say. Zeh ha'mahalach acha yitzrei ke'ayir zeh shavahalach acha sichano. The pasuk goes further. Bali bamos arnoin. Elu gasya ruach. The fire also will burn the gasya ruach. The Amar Mar called Ogdim Shes Begas Ruach. Anyone who is very haughty, nafal begahenim. He falls into Gehenim. So that is pshat in these two psukim, pasuk chav zayin and chav ches. I read the psukim again. It says, "Ken yirim ra'am yishlim ba'ol cheshbon." Jesus, Siddiqim say, "Go ba'ol cheshbon." Tibanav is kana irsichay. Then tibanav is kana means you'll get established. Irsichay means the if someone irsichay means if someone is like an ayer, like a donkey. Then ki eish yotzam cheshbon lahava mikiras sichayin. It says a eish will come out from the tzaddikim of the cheshbon. Lahava is a which is a fire will come out of kiras sichin, which is the tzaddikim, ochla ar moyav, bali ba mazarnon. It'll eat the ar moyav, the people who go after sichana'a, and it'll go and burn the bali ba mazarnon, which are the holy people. Pasuk, two pasukim later, it says, vaniram avad, cheshvoin ad divon, v'nashim ad noifach asher ad medva. And we touch like this. Vaniram, omo rosha, ein ram. The rosha says, there's no ram, there's no kadosh baruch hu, chas sham. Ovad cheshbon means ovad cheshbon shel olam, which means no din, no dayan, and no one's keeping cheshbon. It's what happens. Ah, divine. Oma kadosh baruch hu hamtin at yovei din. Wait till the din comes. Vanashim ad noifach. On top, I intest some aleph. Vanashim ad noifach, which means eish that burns by itself. And vanashim also is lost eish. Wait until you get to a person gets to a time when the eish will burn by itself. Avtavi eish in shuichen ipuach, which is gehenim. Ad meidva ad shetetav neshmasam, until the neshama will be a very big tzar. Va'amri lo ad loshan ad meidva means ad the oven ma'ad bayit, until Kosh Baruch Hu does what he wants to do. Omra gudom rav kol ha'poyrish v'divrei Torah, anyone who separates himself from Torah, eish eichlasei, a fire will eat him. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, v'nesati es panai behem, ma'eish yetzu v'eish teichlam, which means like this, Torah is called eish. We know it says about the Torah, Loi koi dvarai ke'esh. It says, Mina esh dos lamai. Torah is called esh. If someone goes out me'esh, me'esh yetzu, if a person goes out of the esh, va'esh teichlem, the esh will eat him. Ki also ravdim, I'm yonisin, call a parish atzmai v'divrei Torah, noifal b'gehenim. Anyone that's parish himself from Torah, he falls b'gehenim. Shedem says in the pasuk, Odom toye mederech haskel. If someone goes away from Derech Haskel from Torah, Bekal Refa'im Yenuach, he'll end up in the congregation of the Refa'im. What's Refa'im? Vein Refa'im El Gehenim. Shneimar, it says in the Pasuk, V'lo Yoda Ki Refa'im Sham, Be'imke She'ol Kira'eha. It's in the depth of She'ol, depth of Gehenim. That's where Refa'im is. So you see, someone who's perished himself from Torah will end up in Gehenim, like it says, Odom Toyim Derech Haskel, Bekal Refa'im Yenuach. Adkan, the God the Gemara they learned because of the word Siach. Now it says in the Mishnah, Mocha Ashpa, Mocha Zivlo. It says in the Mishnah that if someone sells a garbage dump or a garbage hole, garbage pit, ditch, the Zevel is included in the sale. Same thing when it comes to a bar full of Mayim. If you sell the bar, the water is included. If you sell a Kaveres, which is a beehive, the bees are included. And if you sell a dove coat, also it's included, the doves are included as well. Zok the Gemara, the Gemara bring down a Mishnah in Me'ilah, and has Shaychis to our Mishnah, and therefore we talk about Me'ilah a little bit. Me'ilah is, if someone has Hana or uses Hektish, then he's Chayiv a Karban Me'ilah, he's Chayiv to pay back a Karim V'chaymish. So there's an Isser in the Torah called Me'ilah. So Tanan also, look to the Mishnah. There are certain things that Royal Mizbeach, there's certain things Royal Abedek Habayis, and certain things that are not right for either one. They're all shayach to be hektish. A hektish mizbeach is something in makrav mizbeach. Something that's hektish for bedek abayis means it's something that I could put into the Beis HaMikdash. And it's something that has hektish domim, and I just specify what I want the domim to go to, mizbeach or bedek abayis. So we'll speak out examples as we read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is called royal mizbeach, v'loy lebedek abayis. Some things that are royal mizbeach, not lebedek abayis, which is what? Like a shar, kesev, eiz, these are animals that are tamimim, they're not a balmum. They're royal mizbeach, not bedek abayis. The bedek abayis is a mizbeach. Like, what's examples of bedek abayis, not mizbeach? Is zav, kesef, avonim, These things are rayu for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, but not for Mizbeach. And certain things, lo Mizbeach, lo Mizbeach Abayis, like milk, cheese, garbage, grass, those things are not rayu for Beis HaMikdash, but they're not rayu for either one, they have Kedushas Damim. All these three type of things, you have Mi'ila, Ma'ilim Behen, Umash V'Soichan, and Shach, they have Mi'ila in them and what's inside them. Ketzad, what's an example of them and what's inside it? Ketzad. Hikdash bar malei amayim. Someone who's makdish a bar that's full of water. So that water inside is not royu for anything. It's not royu for any mizbeach. It's royu for bedek abayis because I can make cement to make the walls. But it's not royu for mizbeach. Right. So it's a Rashi. I nisach amayim. Nisach amayim has to be from a spring. It can't be mayim mechunosim. It has to be from a spring water. Nisach amayim. And he says it also can't be used to even wash the kabbonis because he's supposed to use the amas hamayim and the azara for that. So it's not something that can be used for bedek gabayis. So hikdash bar malei amayim or ashbois malei zevel. Ashbois full of zevel. Zevel's not right for neither. Not mizbeach or bedek. Mayim was worth bedek gabayis. But zevel's not right for either one. Shoivach malei yoinim. A shoivach full of yoinim, that's an example of royal mizbeach. The yoinim, the doves are royal mizbeach. It's one of the karbonos of birds. Soda malaya asavim, if you have a soda full of asavim. So these things, soda malaya asavim, the asavim not royal mizbeach or bedek abayis. So, or ilan also peiros, ilan has a peiros. Also, another example of peiros not royal for anything because you can't bring peiros on mizbeach. And he says, bekurim is the kayin, not the truma, so it's not a carbon. So all these things, mayalim behem v'mash v'seichem. You mayalim in the bar and the water. You mayalim in the ashpais and the zevel. All these have an ilah. And the chiddush is, even if it's only kedushas damim, it's not an ilah. Aval, the Mishnah says further, hikdash bar. Achan asmal amayim. Let's see, you makdash a bar. And afterwards, if you have filled with water. Or ashpa, you will makdash a garbage. Achan asmal zevel, you have full of zevel. Or shayvach, you will makdash, you made hikdash a shayvach. We got full of yoinim. Elon, or a tree, vachanos a peris. Now you got full of peris, it grew peris. Soda, vachanos a savim. Or soda, and then it grew grass. Moyelim ben ve moyelim ash v'sechen. The Rebbe Yehuda says, you go watch a shas hektish. Shas hektish was a bar at water. The water doesn't belong to hektish. The water belongs to you. Only thing is hektish is a bar. Same thing comes to ashba. Same thing comes to a tree. And I saw that, well, that's a bigger chiddush. Even though it grew from a hektish tree or a hektish field, it still does not belong to hektish. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Yomer, Hamakdish es asada v'sa ilon, moilim behen uvigiduleim. So Rabbi Yehuda comes and argues like upon him, it sounds like just on soda and ilon. He says, there, you moilim behen uvigiduleim. Why? Because they are gedulei hektish. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, eim ilah bigedulim. That it's like a groma. It's not hektish. Hektish is something like makdish. Gedulim is something that came from hektish. That's not enough of hektish. Ain't gedulim, ain't ma'ilim be gedulim according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda says you are. And here the sodan ilam, which grew the pay rice, grew fruit or grew grass. Those are all me'ila because there's gedule hektish. That's what it says. We have here a mishnah with a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. What happens if something grows afterwards? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's only what I was makdish. Rabbi Yehuda says when it comes to Sod and Elon, not only is the field hektish, but what grows on it is a hektish as well. So Gemara says Tanya Amar Rabbi. The Brisa says Rabbi says Nirin. When it comes to halacha lemaisa, Rabbi says Nirin the Rabbi Yehuda bebar v'shoivach. I think Rabbi Yehuda is right when it comes to bar and shoivach. That's where he's right. That bar and shoivach, the water comes after is not hektish. And I hold like with Divrei Rabbi Yosi by Sod Vilon. And I hold like Rabbi Yosi by Sod Vilon. I hold Rabbi Yosi by Sod Vilon. I hold that there he's right, because there it's Kedulim. So what is the problem with this? I'm the Haimai. Well, what's going on? What is Nirin Rabbi Yehuda? It sounds like from a Rebbe, basically, the Rabbi Yehuda holds by all four, Bar, Shoivach, Sod Vilon, it's not Makudish. Rabbi Yosi holds by all four, it is Makudish. And I hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Bar Shoivach, and I hold like Rabbi Yosi by Sod Vilon. So, Haimai, Bishlam and Nirin the Rabbi Yehuda bar v'shoivach mechlal that Rabbi Yehuda argues the pligi asad of Elon, that's kishmak. He argues asad of Elon because he holds it's never makudish. I can't agree with him by bar v'shoivach. But El Nirin the Rabbi Yosi v'sad of Elon mechlal that he like only hold Rabbi Yosi halfway v'sad of Elon mechlal the pligi bar v'shoivach Varabiesi Sadr Ilan Kama. He only says, he only argues by Sadr Ilan where it grows from it. By Barbashev, he never argues. So just say, I pass like Rabiesi, which is what it'll just say, I pass like Rabiesi. It sounds like if you went like Rabiesi, it would be across the board, Kama Kodesh. It's not true. He only said it by Sadr Ilan. So what does it mean? Nirin de Rabiesi by Sadr Ilan? Maybe you'll say that really Rabiesi argues, Rabiesi only mentions Sadr Ilan, but he argues on everything. And he was just going with Dvar of Rabbi Yehuda Kamar. He's just saying like this, I hold everything as a Kodesh. And you at least be masking to me by Sadan Ilam Kodesh Gedulim. And I won't be that sad that everything will be Mekodesh. Taka. That by Bar and by Bar and by Shoevich everything will be Kodesh. So it's a Vuyah tomorrow on base. The tzad would be is that Odom Makne Dovah Shalai Ba'alalam, Odom Makdish Dovah Shalai Ba'alalam. Since the Bar is aimed to get water, or the Shoevich is aimed to get Yainim, and be Makdish that even before it came to the world. So maybe that's Shara Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Yasi just spoke out, saw the Nilan on the Dvar of Rabbi Yehuda. But Vatanya, the Brides of Vurna like that, Vatanya, Omar Rabbi Yasi, Ain Ani Roya Dvar of Rabbi Yehuda, but saw the Ilan. Smash Shai is saying, I only don't see the words of Rabbi Yehuda, but saw the Ilan. Pray Shang Duli Hekdash, but saw the Ilan. And the Dirk is, but saw the Ilan, who the Ain Roya. However, Shavik Roya. So again, it's Shavar now, what's Rebbe talking about? Rebbe says, I pass like Rabbi Yehuda by Barbashev, and I pass like Rabbi Yaisi by Salilam. Rabbi Yaisi never argued on Barbashev. So, and for the Gemara, this is what Rabbi is saying. This is the words. Hachikamar. He's good for speaking this out. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yaisi by Barbashev. That means Rabbi Yaisi never argued on Barbashev. Don't tell me that maybe Rabbi Yaisi argues Barbashev because he holds Mak and Dov Shavalam. No. Rabbi Yaisi agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. Sha'af Rabbi Yisli nechlech alav el b'sod v'ilon a bar v'shoivech ma'idilei. You only argue b'sod v'ilon v'shoivech alelei. If you go back to the words of a Rebbe, read into the words of a Rebbe, look at the Tanya by the last narrow line. It says, Omer Rebbe, nirin divrei Yehuda b'bar v'shoivech li Rabbi Yisli. That's the Taichin. Li Rabbi Yisli, just like li Rabbi Yisli. And he only argues b'sod v'ilon. That's what it means to say. He's saying that I hold that Rabbi Yisli does not argue on Bar Shevach. He only argues on Sod V'ilon. That's what he means to say. That's what Rebbe is trying to say. So upon him, it's not Shver. He's taka passing Rabbi Yasi. Before he passes Rabbi Yasi, he just wants to make sure you understand that Rabbi Yasi is not arguing on Bar Shevach. He's only arguing on Sod V'ilon because there it's Gedulei Hekdesh. So the bottom line is, the way we're coming out, the Rebbe's explanation, and we were learning to Gemara here, is that Bar Shevach L'Kuliyama, anything that comes afterwards, is not Mekudosh. The Mayim, the Yoinim, Mashenka becomes Sod Vilans Machlaikas. Rabbi Yehuda holds if you makdish a field or a tree, the pears come afterwards and not Makudish. Rabbi Yehuda holds they are Makudish. That's what comes out.